Ho fatto 3 ore di fisioterapia.
Anch'io.
Avrò fatto 3 o 4 aerosol.
Beh, anch'io.
No, ho preso una cosa come una 30ina di pillole.
Anch'io.
Io in tutta la mia vita.
Sì, io oggi.
Ogni giorno la vita di un malato di fibrosi cistica è difficile e non dura a lungo. Dagli vita in più. Sostieni la Fondazione Ricerca Fibrosi Cistica. Dal 2 al 20 ottobre dona al 45581. 2 euro con SMS e 2 o 5 euro da rete fissa. 45581.
Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More with Francisco Fribronio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.
On January the 1st, 2014, the biggest European Union research and innovation program was founded to put Europe at the forefront of knowledge, research and innovation. Horizon 2020. Horizon 2020 is an excellent option for individuals, companies and organizations that seeks for funding to apply advanced solutions in partnership with international partners to excel in science, help industry become more competitive, or to address societal challenges. Translating ideas into professional and competitive proposals may not be an easy task, but a good plan on selecting strategic partners, a comprehensive description of the potential benefits, and a well understanding of what is required to meet the evaluation criteria could prove worthy. A successful application will increase the level of expertise of all partners, their reach of specific goals, and could be the only link between young motivated scientists and academic careers. Welcome to Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More podcast. My name is Rossella Biagi and I will be your host for today. In today's show, we will talk about Horizon 2020 and the gamble of young scientists joining academy institutions.
Dear friends from Radiofonica, thank you for joining. I'm delighted to announce that my first manuscript on the topic of large-scale flood modeling has been officially accepted for publication.
Wow! Well done! Congratulations!
Thank you. Certainly the first of many. We look forward to keep contributing to research and to the scientific community.
So let's talk about Horizon 2020.
Sure. To the best of my knowledge, I will give you a brief introduction to Horizon 2020.
I got an idea!
Horizon 2020 is the most prestigious and recognized research and innovation program of the European Union, the biggest of its kind, with about 80 billion euros available for the execution of priority work programs from 2014 to the end of 2020. Work programs were divided in 3 blocks. Today, we are on the third set of programs, 2018 to 2020.
First question, who can apply for the calls?
The calls are not restricted to a particular sector. Anybody can apply. Small and medium-sized companies, organizations, research centers, or universities in Europe. Of course, first step is to read the conditions and documents for eligibility. This includes the list and numbers of countries, the application forms including the score sheet for each criteria, number of pages, and general reference documents.
Are the calls exclusively designed for European Union countries?
Not necessarily. I insist, it depends on the call and work program. The list of eligible countries is describing the annexes or rules for contest. Most of the time, the calls must contain at least 3 partners from different countries. But in my opinion, you should include at least 6 or 7 because it's a long process. Sometimes partners drop interest in the last minute because they don't comply with the legal framework or they are just too busy with other projects. In short, the main goal of this transboundary cooperation is to brainstorm, stimulate creative thinking, and find the best solutions together.
And according to you, how long does it take from sending a proposal to officialize an agreement with the Commission?
That's a good question. Just to give you an idea about the times, it could take up to 1 year to start a project. The participant portal website contains all the calls available in Horizon 2020. This is where you search the topics and calls of your interest that better match your project's idea. Horizon 2020 is structured in 3 main pillars: excellence in science, industrial leadership, and societal challenges, in addition to 5 transversal programs dedicated to specific themes. so programs are established under each priority. Let me break this down for you. Excellence in science deals with fundamental research. So programs like the European Research Council or Future and Emerging Technologies are options that suit talented individuals and researchers that want to innovate in the field. While the Marie Curie Actions Program, if I'm not mistaken, focuses more on fellowships to fund PhDs or provide attractive career opportunities for researchers that want to face current and future societal challenges.
So Pillar 2 is industrial leadership, right?
That's correct. This is for enabling innovation and industrial technologies, such as space, nano and biotechnology, manufacturing and processing, or information and communication technologies. And last, but not least, Pillar 3 talks about societal challenges. That includes health, biotechnology, energy, transport, climate action, society, and security.
And how many people are involved in writing the proposal?
The final proposal is the outcome of assembling ideas and dialogue between the scientific committee and administration party of each partner, at least on paper. The scientific coordinator and research manager are responsible of bringing the proposal together. It may take a few months to prepare the proposal. The first step is to study the call, all the documents, technical specifications, and legal framework of the project. Once you understand everything and you are sure that you can apply, you need to tailor a project according to the call. Either you can start a project from scratch, adapt, or continue previous projects with a new innovative procedure or technology to address a specific challenge.
Do you mean recycling projects?
No, absolutely not. Existing projects should be restructured according to the scope and expected impact of the call. You can always improve an existing idea, but never recycle a project.
And then what's next? Selecting the partners?
Yes. In most cases, partners come from your network of contacts, people that you have worked with or already established a formal collaboration. Without a doubt, the team members should be people that you trust, that are reliable and capable of doing the job. Remember, the more trustworthy partners you have, the best.
What if you don't have an international network of partners?
In every call, there is a partner bank, organizations that are willing to participate at the European level as minor partners. All profiles are available. You search for one that matches your criteria and contact the organization to see if you can do the job. After selecting the team, then you start filling the forms, calculate the budget, and develop the procedure. Everything has to be in there and must be sent before the deadline.
Excellent. Now it's time to go listen to My Voice 120. We will be back very soon in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More.
Hello, my name is Alessandro De Bonis Trapella. I'm an Italian PhD student from La Sapienza, University of Rome in Italy, and my research topic is hydraulic environmental engineering, in particular flood risk mitigation in coastal areas under uncertainties due to climate changes. Hydraulic risk in urban areas is a very topical problem. Two-thirds of the world's population live within a 100-kilometer stretch of coastline in heavily populated areas such as Los Angeles, Tokyo, Shanghai, etc. Also in Italy, there are densely populated coastal areas with a high risk of flooding such as the Pontina Plain, located in the south of Rome, which was originally a swamp and was subsequently reclaimed. In addition, the coastal areas have a ground elevation close to sea level. In some cases, as the Pontine Plain, large areas are located a few meters below the sea level. Recent studies show that in the coming decades, the trend concerning the occurrence of extreme weather phenomena such as flash floods and hurricanes will be growing along with the average marine level. The uncertainties due to climate change create a problem in choosing the most appropriate measure to mitigate the flood risk. I believe that the competent authorities have the duty to act in a timely manner, stopping to deny the fact that climate change is real, securing the population and the territory through a good management of the water resource. It is necessary to act quickly and wisely. Follow me on my LinkedIn and ResearchGate pages, searching for Alessandro De Bonis Trapella. And remember, active citizens build resilient cities.
We are back in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More. Following up Alessandro's idea, do you think new urban infrastructure should consider the variation, intensity and frequency of extreme weather events associated with climate change?
Certainly. In particular, prone areas to weather-related disasters. Urban resiliency must be holistic. Both approaches, top-bottom and bottom-up, are important. From knowledge to action, from indicators to public participation. We need to move into the sustainable direction. Recycling, awareness campaigns, clean energies and so many more are part of the changing behaviors we, as a society, should adapt, and soon.
Yes, that's true. Now, back to Horizon 2020, I was looking at one of the calls and it says that after submission, an expert committee will review the proposal in approximately 5 months. Do you think this is too much time for the evaluation process?
It can take even more, depending on the call and the number of participants. Let me remind you that this is a very competitive environment. Therefore, the Commission has to evaluate all applications. In particular, three main components: the quality of the idea and innovation, the quality and experience of partners, and the real use of your idea to benefit society, the applied research component.
Okay, and in case that the proposal has been selected, what's next?
You enter in the grant agreement preparation phase. This is when you meet the Commission to discuss the legal framework. This procedure takes approximately 3 months.
I have some questions about the funding. For example, let's say that me, Italy, proposed a project with Greece and Sweden. How is the funding distributed in the partnership?
The funding provided largely depends on the size of the project. It can go from few thousands up to several million. Now, it also depends on the task developed in each country. For instance, if the scientific activity is going to be based at Sweden, it may require twice or three times more financing to hire a consultant or buy materials than in Italy or Greece, getting a bigger piece of the cake.
Yeah, now I understand the importance of the proposal and the legal framework. Everything is clear from the beginning. Moving on, it is well known, at least in Italy, that interests in academic careers are declining. What do you know about that?
It is tough, very tough to become a professor in Italy. Even to become a researcher. Tell me about it. The main issue is the lack of funding and the limited number of positions, as well as bureaucracy, politics, and other factors. It could take several years to earn a permanent position, plus the salary at the beginning of the academic career is not so appealing compared to international companies or working abroad. I could be wrong, but I think students are not thinking outside the box. Master or PhD students should apply more often to Horizon 2020 calls. Lots of funding is there. I mean, I have friends that work at the university and research centers because they earn a contract or a scholarship. They said it's a time-consuming and energy-draining job just to submit an excellent call. In addition, it was a big risk for them because instead of applying for other jobs, they did not have a plan B. Fortunately, they made it. This is also a way of persuading your mentor and institution to keep you around because of your expertise, your know-how skills, and that you are a valuable asset to obtain funding. Of course, if you realize that the academic life is not for you, that's okay. Your CV will get lots of attention in the market. In my opinion, it's a win-win experience.
In today's show, we talk about the basis of the European Innovation Project Horizon 2020. Stay tuned for our next show. The most common mistakes in scientific writing and the life of PhD students.
Thank you everybody for joining. By the way, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram as WearDoc and Francisco Febrino Peña. And remember, active citizens
build resilient cities.
Goodbye.
Ho fatto 3 ore di fisioterapia.
Anch'io.
Avrò fatto 3 o 4 aerosol.
Beh, anch'io.
No, ho preso una cosa come una trentina di pillole.
Anch'io.
Io in tutta la mia vita.
Sì, io oggi.
Ogni giorno la vita di un malato di fibrosi cistica è difficile e non dura a lungo. Dagli vita in più. Sostieni la Fondazione Ricerca Fibrosi Cistica. Dal 2 al 20 ottobre dona al 45581, 2 euro con SMS e 2 o 5 euro da rete fissa. 45581.